Welcome back. I am Guru Catherine, founder at Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And today I want to answer some questions that I've gotten about the arrest of Pavel Durov, founder of Telegram and the Ton blockchain. And what an interesting topic. So let's get right into it. Let's start with some of the tougher ones. What do I think is the truth here? I couldn't possibly know. I take him at his word when he says that he was approached by the U.S. government to put back doors in Telegram. And I believe that, frankly, given my own experience in the federal government, that sounds about right. I believe him when he said that he refused and didn't want to do it. I believe him when he said that they approached his engineer, one of his engineers, when he brought them in. To the country one time. And I believe that he did, that he ultimately refused to put a backdoor in Telegram. I have no concept. I would not know if in any evidence against him was real or fake, or could they have planted it? Absolutely. Was the girl he was with a honeypot? Probably. There's a number of things that make me think, yeah, that was a honeypot operation. Do I think Telegram has backdoors in it right now? I don't think so, because I think that if they had gotten the backdoors that they wanted, that they wouldn't be going after him right now at all, regardless of if he had done anything wrong or not, because they wouldn't want to jeopardize their access to those backdoors. So that tells me that there aren't any. That's my own opinion, just my thoughts. And you can tell me what you think. Then the big question of, could something like that happen to Geode? Could something like that happen to myself? So here's the difference. Telegram and Ton blockchain are not the same thing. Telegram, although they are associated and they work together, Telegram is a centralized messaging app. Because it's centralized, that does make it vulnerable to these types of requests from governments and other entities around the world. Ton blockchain, however, is, to my awareness, a decentralized blockchain. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. Is a public blockchain rather than a private blockchain. So if you were to decentralize the app, maybe it would be a different story. When it comes to Geode, yes, we have a private messaging app. Yes, it's incredibly private. Yes, it's more private than Telegram. And no, there are not any backdoors in it. Now, here's the cool thing. Even if we were approached to put backdoors into the private messaging app, we would not technically in any way be able to do so. There is no code you could write to put a backdoor in there to be able to exfil data from that smart contract. It can't be done. There's not physically a way to do it. Now, why is that? Because decentralized apps are built on smart contracts. And one of the things that we did for our baseline suite of smart contracts, and this was a technical choice on our part, is we did not make them upgradable. There is a thing you can do with smart contracts where you can make them able to be upgraded, where you can upgrade the code. I didn't choose to do that. That felt like a security hazard to me. So especially for private messaging, because I wanted to release that to the world in a way that could not be altered or tampered with in any way. And that meant making sure that when that smart contract code went in, it was locked. It cannot be changed. Period. So it doesn't matter who may ask for an alteration to that code. It's not an option. It is what it is. It is this beautifully secret and private thing that it is. So although governments may ask, it's not physically possible for us to do it, which is a huge difference, right? With Telegram being a centralized app, the code is constantly being tweaked with and upgraded and changed and added to and approved. So yeah, you know, you could do a little something to put a backdoor in there. when it comes to smart contracts and decentralized apps, if you didn't build them upgradable from day one, which we didn't, you can't build anything new into it, but you also can't build any backdoors into it. So not a problem for geode private messaging. So then it's a question of, you know, would governments potentially come after me? Maybe, because I don't know. They may not like the answer that backdoors cannot be provided into private messaging. Other apps like Social and Market on Geode are 100% public. Everything you do is written to the chain, right? Social posts are completely public, written to the chain forever, right? If you screw up and do something you didn't mean to do, it's out there for the whole world to see. So they're completely public. Anybody can look at it, right? So there's no point in these concepts of backdoors for governments and those kinds of apps, right? Everything is public. Go look at it yourself. So private messaging is the only one which is not public, where nothing is written to the chain. It is completely encrypted and contained and even ethereal, and you can't get those messages back once they've dissolved into the ether. So I don't know, if I put myself in that position, supposing governments came to me and said, we want a backdoor into the geode private messaging. And I go, well, that's not an option. That's not something that's physically possible to do because that smart contract is not upgradable. It just is what it is. Sorry, I can't help you there. Can't do it. Maybe they don't like that answer. And they say, well, you find a way or we'll put you in jail. Well, then put me in jail. I'm not concerned, which is to say, I'm not frightened at the concept of being persecuted. The wise man once said, and this is really, really important, when you're a founder, your job is to eat a shit sandwich while everybody throws bricks at you. Truer words were never spoken. When you found a project like, well, frankly, any business or project at all, that is your job. That is what you are signing up for. You are signing up for doing the worst of all possible tasks while everybody else tells you what a horrible job you're doing and criticizes you, even though they're not willing to do what you're doing. And that's what they really mean by that. Now, when you sign up for a project like Geode, where you are literally setting people free, the people you're setting them free from are going to have a problem with that. So we were not naive about what we were getting into when we started this. And so when I say that I'm not concerned, I say that I'm not scared. I'm not, I'm not shaking in my boots at the idea that I may be persecuted for the kind of freedom that I'm providing. I knew that when I got into it. I expected that when I got into it, and I chose to get into it anyway because we knew the environment that we were walking into with this project when it began in 2022. And we knew the regulatory environment, we knew the legal environment, we knew the political environment, and we knew where we felt that, what we thought the projection of where all of that was going in terms of law and regulation and politics and things like that. So we knew, you know, I knew what I was getting into, and I knew what I was getting into by putting myself out there as the face of the project. And am I the one who does all the coding? No. Am I the one that does all the work? No. But I am the face of it and the founder of it, just like Pavel Durov is the face of Telegram. Does he do the programming? No. Does he do all the work? No. But he is the face of it. He is the founder of it. And therefore, he is the target. So would there be smarter targets? Yeah, probably. Given my own experience, I would have gone about it quite differently. I'm not they who are going about it. So I'm going to leave that one alone right there. But that's kind of my thoughts on that. The implications of his arrest only continue to highlight, while designed to frighten him for sure, it just highlights the need for applications with great freedom in our current time in history. And I think when people see that, what they see is not justice, but oppression. And I think that's where we're at as humanity. And I don't think that's the last of the things that you'll see like that. I think that you'll see more of that in various different countries around the world over the next few years while humanity seeks more freedom. And I look forward to seeing where all of that's going to go. So that's my thoughts on Pavel Durov's arrest and the need for apps with absolute freedom in this world. And I am so thrilled to provide that with Geode Messaging. So check it out. Send me further follow-up questions, thoughts, etc. about this whole issue. And we hope to see it resolved for him pretty soon. And we hope that freedom will ring true for the rest of humanity. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you on Chain.